Attention, soldiers. This is Hawkeye News. Bravo, Bravo, Sam. Incoming. Report for duty now.
Welcome to another edition of Hawkeye News on BBS Radio. Investigative journalist Laura Logan reports from multiple intelligence sources that the Baltimore Bridge collapse was a strategic attack on U.S. critical infrastructure. They say that will now be down for 4 or 5 years or maybe more. Mitsubishi Motors, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Subaru, and Volkswagen have a lot of exposure to that port. According to Armstrong Economics, the Francis Scott Key Bridge was the second busiest strategic roadway in the U.S. for hazardous materials like diesel fuels, propane, and nitrogen. He also says Baltimore is the largest entry point for all large agricultural and construction equipment in America. And of course, this will have a grave effect on U.S. agriculture. Hunger in America on the increase. 100% of U.S. counties have food insecurity, according to feedingamerica.org. And 49 million people turned to food programs in 2022. Hunger in America is nowhere near what the hunger is in Gaza. Starvation actually being used as a weapon of war. Israel says it needs to inspect every shipment that comes through. Used to be 600 or 700 trucks that would come through a week, and now there are maybe 100 a week, and children are starving. According to Vox News, Gaza's risk of famine is accelerating faster than anything we've seen in this century. Pepe Escobar, who is an independent geopolitical analyst, writer, and journalist, has done a very deep dive on the events at the Crocus Center in Moscow. It's called the Newland Budanov Tajik Crocus Connection, of course. Victoria Newland, well known for being one of the orchestrators of the Maidan revolt in Ukraine in 2014, and Krylo Budanov, who is the director of intelligence for the Ministry of Defense in Ukraine. That's just the beginning of Pepe Escobar's illuminating article. During that horrific event, a 15-year-old young man who worked at the Crocus City Hall, his name is Islam Kaalov, and he saved hundreds of people because he saw what was going on, and when he realized it, he arranged the evacuation through another building at the Crocus City Complex. 15-year-old boy led over 100 people to safety during that night. The U.S. Department of Justice has rolled out an online tool called the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center, and it's to assist people in using red flag laws to strip their fellow Americans of gun rights. And with the COVID-19 so-called vaccine, bioweapon, the bad news continues. Last year, Boston-based genomics scientist Kevin McKernan made the discovery about the excessive levels of plasmid DNA contained in these so-called vaccines. This plasmid DNA contamination can cause autoimmune problems, cancers in some patients, and possibly even modify the human genome. Japanese researchers are also talking about the dangers of receiving a blood transfusion from someone who has had one of these bioweapons, COVID-19 vaccines. The spike proteins with amyloid aggregates, nanoparticles, contaminated red blood cells. That's just the beginning. And Pope Francis made a warning that if you are a Christian and you refuse to take these bioweapons, that you are a heretic and you will be harshly judged by his God. Thank you for listening to BBSRadio.com. I'm Sam Ray.